This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Longtime Republican State Senator Robert Cowles says he will cross party lines and vote for Democrat Kamala Harris in the November presidential election. Cowles, who represented Green Bay in the legislature for 42 years, says while he's concerned about blowback from fellow Republicans, he's concerned about what returning former President Donald Trump to the White House could mean.
Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution, and the country will go on, even with some liberal things that Harris might do or may not do. So,
but at least the country will remain.
You have to have the foundation of the Constitution and protect democracy. If you don't have that, we will disappear.
Cowell says he thinks this decision is an important stand to make.
I really think this is the most important, one of the most important things I've done. And hopefully people will accept that and listen to me. Those that have trusted me and, you know, believed in me will think about that. And if they're undecided that we have to make a change here.
Cowles made his announcement in an episode of the Civic Media show Rational Revolution, hosted by Mark Becker. The full interview will air Saturday at 2 at 97.9 WGBW, or the show can be heard now on podcast platforms, the Civic Media website, or social media apps. Meanwhile, former President Donald J. Trump will make another campaign stop in Green Bay next week. He'll host a rally at the Resch Center Wednesday, October 30th at 6 p.m. This appearance is just days before voters will cast their ballots on Election Day. J.D. Vance was in the Lambeau Field area this past Sunday connecting with voters before the Packers game. Meanwhile, for the Democrats, Tim Walz's wife Gwen is in Green Bay this morning and Marinette this afternoon. Pete Buttigieg, President Joe Biden's Secretary of Transportation, will be in the Fox Valley Saturday. He'll be here not as Transportation Secretary, but is making a personal visit to encourage early voting and drum up support for the Harris-Walz presidential ticket. Buttigieg will make his stops in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. A news release says he will not speak on any issues related to his official cabinet role. Catherine Cooley is the DNR's wildfire prevention specialist. She says exhaust sparks can easily start a fire in dry grass and brush.
And obviously, if you do cause a fire, the best thing to do is to call 911 immediately and get those professionals out there as quickly as possible, because if we can keep that fire small, we can put it out pretty quickly.
All of Northeast Wisconsin is in a moderate or severe drought. For the most current fire danger situation, search Wisburn on the DNR homepage. Firefighters from over 30 municipalities have been battling a 20-acre marsh fire in the town of Pickett since Sunday. It started with 10 acres of cattails burning in a 20-mile-per-hour wind situation. The fire was extinguished and the scene cleared. The next day, firefighters returned to find 700-degree heat on the surface. They worked Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to contain and try to douse the peat fire. Peat fires can smolder under the surface for months. Officials believe the fire was caused by an ATV. Drug Takeback Day is tomorrow. Melissa Kay reports.
This Saturday is the official drug takeback event, but you can do it at any time of the year at permanent locations in hospitals and police departments. Kylie Hunter is an Aspirus pharmacy resident.
So you don't have to wait until Drug Takeback Day to dispose your medications. In fact, you can do it any day of the year. However, we use Drug Takeback Day to create awareness in making sure that we're disposing our medication safely.
There are numerous drug takeback locations all throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Check with your local sheriff's or police department. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night, they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0, the Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades, Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. If you've been waiting around for a Brady Bunch revival, well, you probably need a hobby. But also, it will not be happening according to Little Cindy Brady. Variety reports that actress Susan Olsen, who portrayed Cindy on the 1970s sitcom, says CBS canceled the project because of her political views, calling her too dangerous. Olsen told the Walkaway Campaign podcast that producers of the Brady revival disapproved of her views on vaccines and comments she made about the LGBTQ community. Olsen was also fired from a radio job after a message exchange with a guest who said Olsen sent homophobic slurs, according to Variety. The Brady Bunch revival show is set to pick up with the Brady kids in modern times as adults. No one is more bummed the show is a no-go than Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady, and was excited to show the world that his character finally completed puberty, and his voice was no longer cracking.
We are looking forward to a sunny, pleasant fall weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 62 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 35. Tomorrow, sunshine 55. Then on Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.